Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Hey, good evening. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thank you so much for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. We love hearing from you. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you have a health challenge you or a loved one needs help with, we are here for you on The Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. We're going to hopefully talk to Greg McPherson at the bottom of the hour. Greg's been on The Bright Side before. Greg's a pharmacist in Australia. He studies a very interesting phenomenon called zombization. Zombization is the production of zombie cells, senescent cells, old cells, which accumulate as we get older. These zombie cells are cells that should die, but they don't. They're like zombies. They refuse to die, but yet they don't produce the same factors, the same growth factors, the same chemistry, the same molecules that other cells produce. In fact, they produce inflammatory molecules, and there are a lot of scientists today who believe that aging is the end result of the production of these zombie cells. And there are some scientists who believe that by eliminating zombie cells, you can prevent the descent into aging. How interesting is that? Greg McPherson studies zombie cells in Australia. Hopefully we'll get him on and talk about some foods that can prevent the production or improve the elimination of these zombie cells, and some strategies, some lifestyle strategies that we can use to prevent the formation of these zombie cells. If we don't get to talk to Greg, I'll just talk about some of these strategies because I know a little bit about zombie cells myself. But hopefully we'll talk to Greg. We're trying to get him on WhatsApp. We couldn't get him on Skype. He's in Australia. Anyway, Greg McPherson at the bottom of the hour. Our number, 844-236-6010. We love hearing from you. If you just want to say hi and contribute to the conversation, that's good too. 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase Youngevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase all your favorite Youngevity products, the ones I take, the ones I recommend, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine and the Healthy Start Pack. All the Youngevity products are available through brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team off the websites as well. Click on the Join the Team link. For a one-time fee, you can start yourself a home-based business, be in business for yourself, and help spread the word about the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program. You can also call 866-735-2470 for more information. 866-735-2470 for more information. And you can also purchase Youngevity products by calling 866-735-2470. 866-735-2470. Okay, our number on The Bright Side, 844-236-6010. Hopefully we'll talk to Greg McPherson at the bottom of the hour. If we don't get to talk to Greg,
I will take the ball and run with it and talk about zombie cells at the bottom of the hour. Killing off zombie cells, strategies we can use to eliminate zombie cells, to kill them off, and some foods that you can use to kill off zombie cells. Meantime, let's continue discussing my personal favorite organ in the body, the body's second largest organ. A lot of folks will tell you the skin is the largest organ in the body, but we know better here on the Bright Side. The interstitium is the body's largest organ. The interstitium is the fluid-filled cavity that all the cells reside in. Covers really the entire body, the interstitium, which means between tissue. Anyway, the second largest organ is my personal favorite organ. I've been working with the skin for many, many years, and I've discovered a thing or two about how you can have beautiful skin. I can always tell how healthy someone is by looking at their skin. And that, to me, is the missing link in skincare. We don't associate skin beauty. We don't associate the appearance of the skin with the overall health of the body. And this is true not just for average folks. It's true for skincare professionals. Most skincare professionals, unfortunately, unless they've been listening to me, do not associate beauty with health. Now, I always say health equals beauty. Healthy skin is beautiful skin. That's been my motto as a skincare formulator since I started formulating products. Acne, psoriasis, eczema, dry skin, hyperpigmentation, rosacea, these are all health issues. Even something as benign as dry skin is a health issue, yes. Even something as seemingly insignificant or superficial as xerosis or dry skin is really a health issue. And when you think about it that way, you'll realize that if you have a skin problem, you're on the way to something really serious. Because, you see, the skin is the first place. It's the canary in the coal mine. It's the first place you're going to see some kind of metabolic or biochemical issue that's inside the body. You'll see it on the skin first, like the canary in the coal mine. You know, coal miners used to keep a canary in the mine, and when the gas from the mine got significant, the canary would die before the people would die, and they saw the canary would die, so they knew that it was time to get out of the coal mine. They call that the canary in the coal mine. Well, the skin is the canary in the coal mine. Yes, it's true, dry skin maybe isn't going to be life-threatening. But if you have dry skin, that means you have a metabolic problem that's affecting fats, or you may have a nutritional deficiency in fats. If you have a nutritional deficiency, let's say in vitamin A, that could put you on the road to cancer. If you have a nutritional deficiency in, say, essential fatty acids, that could put you on the road to inflammatory diseases or autoimmune diseases. If you have rosacea, for example, that could be a sign of a digestive health issue that could tumble out of control and become leaky gut syndrome and become all kinds of health challenges. So if you see a skin problem, that's an opportunity. That's an opportunity to add years to your life. If you see a skin problem, that's an opportunity to decrease the likelihood that you're going to have some kind of horrible degenerative disease down the road. And that includes dry skin. In fact, nobody should ever have dry skin. When I'm doing my talk, sometimes I'll ask a question, and I'll say, hey, how many people have dry skin? Everybody raises their hand. Everybody has dry skin, and we think it's some kind of superficial minor issue. It's not. Dry skin is a sign that we're on the road towards horrible things. And of course, that's true about all skin issues. Human skin should never be dry. Human skin should never be dry. Let me tell you the dumbest thing we can do. Let me tell you the dumbest thing we can do to treat our dry skin. You ready for this? The dumbest thing we can do to treat our dry skin is put a moisturizer on it. Say, what? How could that be? Everybody knows you put a moisturizer on dry skin. No, when you put a moisturizing cream or lotion, which, by the way, there's no such thing as a moisturizing cream or lotion. It's just wax and oil and gook, silicon, and vegetable oil, and preservatives, and water, and silicon. And it's just horrible. There's nothing in a moisturizer that's going to do anything for your dry skin. But this miasma that we're in, this kind of delusion as a collective, a cultural delusion, we put our moisturizer on and we rub our hand and we feel the moisturizer and we think we moisturize. We think we did something to our skin. No. But here's the problem. This is why I say it's the dumbest thing we can do. When you put a moisturizer on your skin, you shut down your skin's natural ability to moisturize itself. Can you imagine this? You put a moisturizer on, you make your skin drier. some interesting chemistry behind that. We'll talk about that when we come back from our break. We'll take your phone calls as well, 844-236-6010. Hopefully, we'll get Greg McPherson on at the bottom of the hour to talk about zombie cells. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back on the Bright Side right after this.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're still trying to get Greg McPherson for the bottom of the hour. Greg is a pharmacist and a biotechnologist from New Zealand, and he studies the phenomena of zombization. I think that's a word, zombization, which is the production of zombie cells, cells that don't die, but yet secrete inflammatory molecules that are associated with the aging process. There are strategies and there are foods that you can use to prevent the formation of zombie cells. Of course, just plain old good nutrition will keep cells living. And it is thought that the accumulation of zombie cells plays a role in accelerated aging, or even in the aging process itself. There's a really neat article I was reading in the journal Nature. This is from October 26, 2017. Scientists at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, thought of killing off zombie cells in mice to delay their premature descent into old age. And guess what? It worked. In the 2011 study, the team found that eliminating these zombie cells forestalled many of the ravages of aging. It should come as no surprise that zombization of cells, zombie cells, the accumulation of zombie cells, plays a role in skin aging. The cells that make the collagen, the cells that make the hyaluronic acid, the cells that make the stuff that keep the skin plump and resilient and bouncy and young, those are called fibroblasts, and fibroblasts are subject to this zombie effect. When fibroblasts die, when they zombify, the zombie cell is a cell that doesn't die, it just doesn't function, should die. When a fibroblast, collagen-making cell, connective tissue-making cell, goes through this process, it secretes inflammatory factors. It secretes enzymes that break up collagen. In fact, getting rid of zombie cells in the skin is a great strategy for keeping your skin wrinkle-free and youthful. And guess what? There are strategies you can use to help prevent the accumulation of these zombie cells. And as it turns out, some of these strategies that prevent the accumulation or reduce the accumulation of zombie cells are also important for skin moisturization. I said before we went to break how the silliest thing we can do to the skin is to dry skin is to put a moisturizer on it. That suppresses the moisture factors. But you know what? When you do something called exfoliating, when you do something called removing the dead skin cells off the surface, exfoliating means to remove the dead skin cells off the surface, you turn on the production of moisture factors. Using a moisturizing cream or lotion, layering it on the surface of the skin, may feel like you're doing something, but you're not doing anything. You're just feeling the product, and that layer of wax and oil and gook that you put on the surface of your skin has a suppressant effect on the moisture factors. Conversely, when you stimulate the enhance the sloughing off of cells off the surface by exfoliating, you turn on the production of moisture factors. See what we're doing here? You tell the skin to go to sleep when you put stuff on top of it, but when you exfoliate it, when you shake it up, you tell it to wake up. You're invigorating it. There are still skincare professionals and medical professionals who will say, do not exfoliate. For the uninitiated out there, most people know what exfoliation is. Exfoliation is simply to remove the dead skin cells off the surface. Under ordinary circumstances, this removal is called desquamation. Desquamation. Squame is the Latin word for these kinds of cells, like squamous cells. I think squame means leaf. I think it means leaf. I know folia means leaf. Desquamation is what happens naturally and normally. Cells just flop off. 50% of the average dust ball under your bed is made up of somebody's dead skin cells, made of a lot of dead skin cells. Can you imagine this? We're walking around, all these dead skin cells are flopping off of our faces and off of our bodies. Can't see them. They're microscopic, but they're flying around the air. And this desquamatory process is important for keeping things moving. The desquamatory process is kind of like out with the old, in with the new. It's the way the skin assures a constant new, fresh supply of barrier cells to form a nice, strong barrier. But as we age, like everything else, this desquamatory process slows down. So you can mimic it. You can duplicate it. You can imitate it by exfoliation. And to this day, it shocks me when I hear healthcare professionals, skincare professionals, doctors, dermatologists, plastic surgeons tell you not to do that. It's crazy. They might as well just tell you not to go to the gym, because there's a very important relationship between going to the gym and exfoliating. In fact, exfoliating is like taking your skin to the gym. All right. I'm not done talking about this. We'll continue for the next couple of days. We'll be talking about the skin a lot. As I say, it's my favorite organ. Next week, by the way, I will be in Arizona doing a talk for my friend Melissa Galladay. And the Longevity folks will be in Phoenix, Arizona tomorrow, next Saturday, that is the 9th, at 11:30. Send an email to ben@ksco.com. I'll give you the scoop if you're in Phoenix, Arizona. All right, let's hit the phones. Hopefully we'll get Greg McPherson at the bottom of the hour. We're still trying to nail him down, but we'll talk zombie cells. If we don't, I'll just tell you what I think about zombie cells, and we'll continue taking phone calls. 844-236-6010. Let's go to Rob in Ohio. What's up, Rob?
Hi, Ben. Hey, Ben, I just wanted to give a plug real quick on the... I took your deal on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine a couple weeks ago.
Which deal? You answered the question?
I don't know.
Did you answer a question?
No, I took your deal, a month ago?
When I said I would give out... Special. Yeah. I said I'd give out a BTT to Facebook. I sent you.
I took it, and okay. I just finished the cancer, and it's like... I just love this stuff.
Isn't it amazing?
If you take it on an empty stomach, you might be a little hungry. The sugar in it, maybe, or whatever's in it, kind of throws you off a little bit.
So take it with food. You took it with food?
Yeah, you take it with food. Right?
Tell me what you noticed.
Just feel better. Hair's growing faster.
Awesome.
And
you have more energy?
I'm used,
did you notice more energy?
I take a lot of supplements to begin with.
Oh, you're a supplement guy.
Yeah. So, okay. But I did notice a difference with it. And
you're a supplement guy. Imagine if somebody is not a supplement person, what they would feel if they did the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. It'd be amazing,
well,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And when I took it, I took it slowly because I felt like it was way too much.
How you want to do it, slowly. Did you do it over the course of like an hour or two, or did you just kind of just sip it on all at once slowly?
Well, I didn't mix it the way you guys, you know.
How did you do
the
it?
Way it was, I just mixed it lighter and then, you know, drank it.
That's how I do
slow.
It.
And then I drink it slower, too, you know.
That's how I do it. Throughout the day? Did you do it throughout the day, or how long did you, over the course of an hour, or how did you do it?
Oh, no, probably like 3, 4, 5 hours I took.
Okay, gotcha. That's exactly how you're supposed to do it. You want to do it slowly, and I don't do the whole, you know, they say in the instructions like a full scoop or something. I would never do a full scoop because I don't like the taste.
No,
it's too strong.
Too much.
But, right, it's too much. But if you do a little bit... just a taste, and you let it go, and you sip on it all day long. It's remarkable, especially for folks who haven't supplemented. And you know what else, Rob? Especially for older folks, and extra especially for older folks in nursing homes, where they're not eating right. You know.
Well, I found if I drank it too quickly, though, I'm going up, and it's probably just coming out real quick.
That's right. And you know what? Over time, you'll be able to handle it a little bit more and more. But you're doing it just the perfect way. And that's very simple. But you're a supplement guy, so you kind of know to feel your body out, to listen to your body. Go ahead.
I'm still taking other supplements, too.
What else do you take?
Multivitamins and every mineral and vitamin.
Are you doing longevity?
No.
No? But, you should do it. Yeah.
Yes, I'm doing now. But it's pronounced interstitium.
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 Interstitium. Listen, I gotta hang on a second, Rob, because I gotta take a commercial, and if Greg McPherson doesn't come on, I'll continue the discussion. Okay, so you wanna hang on?
Okay.
All right, buddy, thank you.
Thanks.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Longevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing the minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the Ultimate Enzymes from Longevity. I'd be making sure I was taking it with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Six people are dead and 10 others wounded after an early morning shooting in Sacramento Sunday. Shots were fired around 2 a.m. in the area near the Golden One Center. Officers responded quickly, but no suspect has been caught. Freddie Dearborn works as a community mentor for the Healing in the Hood program, which helps reduce community violence committed by high-risk youths in Sacramento County. He says he's still in shock by the shooting.
Right now I'm feeling disturbed. Kind of sad. There was multiple victims and deceased, so it's nothing to feel good about.
The Ukrainian president says the Russian invasion of his country amounts to genocide. Speaking through a translator on CBS's Face the Nation, Zelensky calling it the extermination of his people. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams is looking to take a bite out of gun crime in the Big Apple with the NYPD's recently launched anti-gun unit. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Mayor Adams explains tackling the gun situation in New York City is twofold.
We really have to have a combination. We have to stop the flow of guns, but we must also do the job of getting the guns off the streets that's on there now. And my anti-gun unit, they're doing that.
Some critics of the new anti-gun unit claim the practice is out of date and have drawn comparisons to the New York City anti-crime units that were disbanded back in 2020. The music world is mourning the loss of one of their own.
It was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June.
70s country pop artist C.W. McCall has died. McCall scored a massive number one in 1975 with Convoy, which took advantage of the CD craze of the 70s and inspired the 1978 film Convoy starring Kris Kristofferson, and went on to become the mayor of Ouray, Colorado in 1986. McCall, who had been in hospice care since February, was 93. From the USA Radio News Northeast News Bureau, I'm Chris Russell.
Seinfeld fans continue to remember Estelle Harris. The red-haired actress with the distinctive voice died Saturday of natural causes at her California home, 3 weeks shy of her 94th birthday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Subjects, and also if you just want to share a subject or share a show with someone, you can go to brightsideben.com, and you can also, of course, purchase Longevity products at brightsideben.com. You can also sign up to join the Brightside Ben team off the website, brightsideben.com. Also my blog, pharmacistben.com, and our videos and interviews and news stories and blog posts, which are all up at criticalhealthnews.com. Thank you to Jonathy Collier for setting that one up. You can also purchase Youngevity. In addition to purchasing Youngevity products, you can also sign up to join the Brightside Ben team. For a one-time fee, you can be in business for yourself. Call 866-735-2470. If you want to speak to a person, or hit the Join the Team link on the websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com, and allow me to give a plug to my Truth Skin Health products, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy, for helping heal wounds and prevention of post-surgical scarring and post-traumatic scarring, for eczema and for dry skin, and just for plain old anti-aging. Our Truth Skin Health products are pretty much just nutritional supplements for the skin. In fact, all my Truth treatments are formulated with two compartments, two sections, two phases. You've got the actives, the nutritional. I'm always using nutrients in all my formulations. I'm a nutritionist. That's what I do. So, of course, when I'm formulating skincare products, I'm going to use nutrients, especially fat-soluble vitamin C, especially electrolytes, polyelectrolytes, i.e. ionic minerals, fulvic minerals, as well as retinol and niacin. Those are the hallmark nutrients, the most important nutrients. There's also amino acids that I use, as well as, of course, alpha-hydroxy acids, which I will be talking about here in a little bit. You can find out all about all our Truth Skin Health products. You can find out all about our Truth Skin Health products at Truth Treatments with an S, truthtreatments.com, and take a look at our reviews at Truth Reviewed with a D, truthreviewed.com. Well, it doesn't look like we are going to have Greg McPherson on, unfortunately. He's in New Zealand, and we had to Skype, and we don't do Skype, and we had to WhatsApp, and he's not picking up the WhatsApp, and it's unfortunate because he's really an interesting guy. He is a pharmacist as well as a biochemist, and he is a specialist in this idea of zombification of cells. Senescent cells is what they're called, technically. Senescence means old, and these senescent cells wreak havoc on the body because they're still alive, but they're not. They're like zombies. They're still secreting things, but they're not really alive. They don't divide. They don't grow. They don't really help, except they do secrete lots of inflammatory molecules. And many scientists believe that they're associated with aging. And there's three really interesting things that you can do, or two at least, two or three interesting things you could do to eliminate zombie cells. And there's some interesting foods that you can use to eliminate zombie cells, and we'll talk about that here today. But I want to see if we can get Rob back on. Rob has some interesting stuff to say. Let me get... Rob. 844-236-6010 is our number. Hey, Rob.
I'm back on here.
Yes, sir. So what were you saying about interstitium,
well,
you said?
I saw David Locke and Dr. Bennis from Beth Israel Medical Center discovered the interstitium. And I was just going to ask you, has it actually been accepted by the medical community? Because according to the internet,
really,
it hasn't.
Yeah, we don't pay attention to the medical community, what they accept or what they don't accept. See, that's a really interesting point.
Well,
why
do you pay attention to what these two doctors say?
Because let me tell you why.
They're in the medical industry.
Let me tell you why. That's a fair question. Okay. Let me tell you why. Okay, so when you talk about the medical, I don't think you said the industry, I forgot the word you used, but modern medicine, we'll say. The medical paradigm, the medical model, I use a lot of different terms for that. The medical paradigm and the medical model is based on a type of chemistry. See, there's different types of chemistry, right? There's plant chemistry, there's biochemistry, there's clinical chemistry, and here's the deal, pharmaceutical chemistry, medicinal chemistry. So here's the deal. The medical model practices clinical chemistry. I'm going to tell you what that is here in a minute. Those researchers that you're talking about, they practice biochemistry. Biochemistry is the chemistry of biology. Clinical chemistry is the chemistry of the clinic. What does that mean? It means it's the chemistry of testing. It's the chemistry of diagnosis. It's the chemistry of what your cholesterol score is, what your blood pressure is, what your insulin is, what your TSH is, what your BMR is. You follow what I'm saying? It's the chemistry of numbers. It's the chemistry of statistics. It's the we do have Greg, actually. Do you understand what I'm saying? Does that make sense? The biochemistry is the chemistry of biology. That's what I listen to. That's what I pay attention to. You understand? That's why I say I don't pay attention to what doctors say, but I pay attention to what biochemists say. Because biochemistry is clean. It's not a matter of opinion. Clinical chemistry is a matter of opinion. And once you have opinions and you have money and you have profit and you have dogma and you have doctrine and you have orthodoxy, at the end of the day, the patient suffers. At the end of the day, you don't get real information. You follow?
Yes.
And that's why I don't pay attention to studies either, by the way. I pay attention to biochemistry, to research. So when I'm reading a paper, if it's based on a study, I don't even read it. But if it's based on biochemistry, if it's based on biology, or if it's based on chemistry or physics, some science that's real, clinical chemistry is not real, it's interpretation. I don't want to say it's not real, but there's a lot of interpretation there. Biochemistry is, what is that cell doing? You follow? That's what I want to know. Now, the interstitium you could see. The medical model, they may not recognize it yet because their techniques are based on dogma, on doctrine. It takes a while for dogma and doctrine to adjust to biochemistry. You follow what I'm saying? Biochemistry comes first, then dogma and doctrine follow. So I don't pay attention to dogma and doctrine because they're going to say, oh, yeah, you know, 100 years from now, oh, yeah, you're actually right. Cholesterol doesn't really matter. Oh, yeah, you're right. You could still be sick without thyroid markers, or, you know, you can have diabetes even if your insulin is a certain way or your blood sugar is a certain way. They'll say that 100 years from now. So in the meantime, all the people are getting drugged. And by the way, I just read about metformin causing birth defects. I don't know if you saw that. It just came out. Metformin is, of course, the most common drug they use for diabetes. 100 years from now, they'll say, you don't need a drug. You just got to change the way you eat. Why don't you do it now? Anyway, I want to get Greg on. Does that make sense? Did I answer your question?
Yes. Thank you very much.
Okay, awesome. Right. Take care. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye. All right. I am pleased to have the Honorable Pharmacist, RPH, Greg McPherson on. Greg, I talked about you already, so I'm not going to give you a big introduction because I already introduced you. And I'm glad we finally got a hold. I'm glad we finally got you. Greg?
Brilliant, yeah.
Awesome.
Great
awesome.
To be here, Ben, and really enjoyed that conversation you just had. That's brilliant.
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate that. The distinction between clinical chemistry and biochemistry you're talking about, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a very important distinction that nobody makes. So, anyway, I want to talk this. The zombification really fascinates me, and we only have about a minute before we go to break, so we'll only get you for one second here, but maybe we can have you back on. This whole idea of senescent cells is really fascinating to me. So you're a pharmacist, right?
Yeah, same as you, Ben.
That's awesome. There's no real medicines that can address this. There's no real drugs that can address this, but you have some really interesting strategies for addressing this. So why don't you know, last 30 seconds or so before we go to break, if you could tell us a little bit. Well, actually, we're not even going to have time, but just when we come back from break, we'll talk a little bit about the whole idea of senescence and zombification and then what we can do about it. And I'm sorry we only have one segment, Greg, but maybe we can have you come back on. Greg McPherson coming up next. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You are listening to The Bright Side. We will return right after this.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming.
MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. We're talking to Greg McPherson, pharmacist, biotechnologist, and author of Harnessing the Nine Hallmarks of Aging. So, Greg, tell us about zombification. Greg? Greg?
Problem happens when we...
I think you cut out there, so start again. Zombification.
All right. Zombification, all right. You hear me okay, Ben?
Yeah, I hear you, Greg. I just made up the word. Right. I think it's a real word, but you know what I'm talking about.
It's a beautiful word. And zombie cells, we've got them when we're young, but then they really only become a problem as we get older. These are cells that change. It's like it's the body protecting itself. You get a zombie cell when the body slams the handbrake on. And zombie cells, with a normal cell, they have a self-destruct mode. The body cleans them up when things aren't working. But for whatever reason, these senescent cells, these zombie cells, just keep living. And when they keep living, they change shape and they pump out all sorts of horrible inflammatory material.
Let me stop you right there. Number one, do they take in nutrition like other cells?
They do. They're like living dead. They just sit there and just keep doing their stuff.
Okay, and number two, are they distorted morphologically, like their shape is distorted too, and that causes them to secrete different things, or are they just look like perfect cells and they're just secreting pro-inflammatory aging factors?
Yeah, look, their morphology changes, so they look different, they're slightly bigger, and then they start pumping out these inflammatory molecules.
They're monstrous.
They are, and normally, like I said, cells have self-destruct, but these cells just are immortal. They just keep on giving.
Is it dysfunctional? I'm sorry, I keep interrupting you, but this is very interesting. Are they dysfunctional totally, or do they serve a function and they just go awry, or they just somehow they overstay their welcome? But they serve a function, no?
Yeah, all of the above, right? There are some good reasons for having senescent cells. And a good example is just in your pancreas. Quite a few of those cells are senescent, and they keep pumping out insulin, which is what you need. Mm. But around the rest of the body, that's dreadfully harmful. And they can accelerate aging, they can cause cancer, and they can turn other cells into zombie cells.
Wait a minute. They can... They're contagious?
They're contagious, absolutely.
Wow.
And those mouse models that you're not so keen about that we talked about earlier, but they transplant senescent cells or zombie cells into young mice. Those young mice start to get senescent cell buildup around their body and start to age faster.
Wow, that's amazing. So it tumbles out of control. It kind of snowballs. The more you have, the more you get. And keeps going, getting worse and worse kind of thing?
Yeah, absolutely. It's why it's so exciting that scientists are starting to see this and they're starting to go, okay, now that we know the problem, how do we fix it? How do we develop drugs? How do we develop therapies that can get rid of these things?
Okay, now there's no drugs that do it, correct? Or they're working on the problem?
They're working on it. There are some scientists in Japan that have worked on a vaccine which gets rid of zombie cells in your the lining of your blood.
Not a vaccine. Come on. Not another vaccine.
<That's right.
laughs> what kind of vaccine is this one? Is this an RNA vaccine? More vaccines. Are you kidding? We're going to have vaccine for everything.
Absolutely. This is our future. But, you know, there are certain therapies you can take. You might do it once a month, once a quarter, where you can take a treatment which knocks these cells out. But, you know, you don't need to take some of these things. You can do things like fasting. You can take some supplements. And that actually can lower the zombie cell load. And of course, exercise is the biggest killer. You can do that. It knocks them out.
So let's talk about the supplements, the nutrients. What stand out as far as anti-zombification or elimination of these cells?
The most elegant and beautiful one is an ingredient that comes from strawberries, and it's called phytetin. It's a plant-based flavanol, and it actually knocks out a couple of the pathways which are keeping those zombie cells alive. It's kind of like knocking out three legs of a table. And it causes the cells to commit suicide. And,
that's awesome.
It is awesome. It's a brilliant.
So it's called phycetin, F-I-S-E, I think, F-I-S-E-T-I-N?
Yes.
Phycetin. So now, that's very interesting you said that, because I think, tell me what you think of this as a pharmacist, I think adaptogens are anti-zombie. I think that the adaptogenic phytonutrients have anti-zombie effects, just from the biochemistry. What do you think?
I couldn't agree more. Yeah. That's absolutely right.
Yeah, that's what adaptogenesis is, I believe, is prevention of this kind of biochemistry that is associated with aging. That's how an adaptogen works. So that's why, you know, Greg, I have people on my program sometimes talk about the carnivore diet, you know, the all-meat diet.
Mm-hmm.
And when I think of that, I think of, you're missing out on all these wonderful adaptogens in the vegetables and the plants, right?
Yeah, look, everything is about moderation, and it's just so important to get those plant-based molecules into your body.
Yes.
So
yes.
Yeah, I kind of get some of the logic behind a complete carnivore diet, but at the same time, it's to me...
Why would you deprive yourself of phycetin and all these wonderful... And there's zillions... Greg, there's zillions of these things with a Z. Right?
We grew up in a world where we were, you know, the body stopped making these molecules itself because it could get it from its
could get it from plants. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
So we've got to eat the rainbow, so to speak.
Eat the rainbow.
Get exposure to all of those.
And there's no way you can duplicate it with a supplement, really, because they're so wide spectrum. They're so broad. There's so many of these things, and they interact with each other. You know, like even just a strawberry. Can you imagine there's probably, I don't even know, there's got to be thousands of these things in a strawberry, right?
Yeah, it is, absolutely. And I guess what's been so exciting with phycetin is just there's been so much research about it. So I think, you know, you eat the rainbow just as your backup, but, you know, where there are molecules where it's showing specific benefit, you know, you top up and it's an insurance policy, right?
Do you have a source for phycetin? You can buy it in bulk, I think, right?
I believe so, yeah. I mean, we've got it in our products, and it's just, I think it's such a fantastic molecule.
All right,
and
so tough.
Not just... Go ahead. As you say, not just around the anti-senescent, anti-zombie cell side of things, but if you look deeply into cancer, the brain benefits, this is a wonderful molecule.
So you're formulating supplements yourself, is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. I wrote that book, Harnessing the Nine Hallmarks of Aging, and what's really neat about that, and you'll understand as a pharmacist, that when you identify a target, then you identify ways to actually interfere and intervene with those targets. So that's exactly what I've done, essentially, is built a set of formula which interacts with the nine hallmarks of aging and deals with the early stuff right at the beginning, and then we, we deal with some of the other hallmarks for midlife, and then we start to give people fisetin in the formula over the age of 50, because that's when senescent cells start to build up to a level where you get the inflammation and the aggravation.
Where can people buy it online, kind of thing? Just in the United States, we can buy it online.
Yeah, we can just
go to your website. All right, that's awesome. Yeah. I want to talk about the book too. I know last time you were on, we talked about your book, so we'll just have to get you back on. We only have about a minute left. Give us a couple of the other nutrients that you're working with for anti senescence, we'll say.
Yeah, definitely. So there's an ingredient called allurapine, which is the active ingredient in olive oil. And just the data that's coming up, if you look up that, it's O-L-E-U-R-O-P-E-I-N.
Is it in oil or is it in the leaf?
It's actually in both. It's in both. The olive tree is such a beautiful thing.
Beautiful.
And so we've got this extract that we work with, and that does something really interesting. Our proteins start to get all kind of damaged and broken as we age, and your body struggles to clear them out. So allurapine is particularly good at actually identifying, helping the body with just maintaining normal protein structure. And a lot of people think of protein as just in their muscle, but it's actually the machinery of our cells, all those proteins. So we've got to keep them running well.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one is apigenin, and that's you get from chamomile. And it interferes with a particular enzyme which breaks down NAD. And so when you inhibit that enzyme, it just helps the body top up NAD, which is just such an important
cofactor. I was going to say niacin or NAD type, or riboflavin maybe, the B vitamins in general, for cellular energy kind of thing.
Yeah.
And that would probably help.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I got so much more I want to talk about, Greg, but we're out of time. So do you mind hanging on the line for just a sec while I wind up here, and then I'll just set something up for another time? Thank you, Greg.
Cool.
All right, that was awesome. Greg McPherson, pharmacist and author of Harnessing the Nine Hallmarks of Aging, and I unfortunately did not get his website, but he spells his name M-A-C-P-H-E-R-S-O-N, M-A-C-P-H-E-R-S-O-N, and his book Harnessing the Nine Hallmarks of Aging, and that is all the time we have for today. We'll definitely have Greg back on. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular evening. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.